Blog Talk Radio.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Peace and blessings, everyone. You're now on with Sister Bessie's Front Porch out of Lagos, Nigeria, www.blogtalkradio.com. You may dial 516-453-9133. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And if you want to conversate with me, you press 1. Now, my title is Alert, Alert, The Truth on Steroids. Are you a wolf or a sheeple? More lies from the maggot flies. I want to say peace and blessings to Africa, better known as Akubaland. Peace and blessings to the world. And thank you for your support and listening to my words. The first thing I would like to talk about is the fiasco that happened at our state capitol. It's being talked about around the world. But as we know, this has been done in the past. You can go back and look at this story on YouTube. In 1898, the same situation happened with white supremacists taking over a government building. Now, as we know, this has not just happened in America. It has happened all over the world, where people are not happy with the governments that run their country. You even had a situation where the monkeys inhabit one of the government buildings in India. So the monkeys, you know, they had it with the government also. So I'm not going to feed into that, because when we have looked at America and the atrocities that America has done around the world and in this nation, we in this country, the races, have proved to the world that we have been telling the truth all the long. And when you do evil, evil comes back onto you. Not only that, it comes back to bite you right in your ass. All right. The first thing that I want to tell you about is a smoking gun email. Now, the situation in Washington with the rioters, I want to show you that these things are being planned to make you herd into groups where you can infect other people and take it home to your family members. Now, I want to tell you about this email. Okay. Now, the statement on this email said, from this gentleman that was in Trump's administration, we want them infected. Chris Hayes on emails revealed truth of Trump COVID plan. This was on MSNBC. It was posted 2 days before I viewed it. Emails from our government warning people to be infected by using herd mentality. By an Trump appointee. This whole thing is not an accident, so they can vaccinate you. We have 19% of the virus in our country, more than other countries. Also, this appointee said, we essentially took off the weapon we had. Younger, healthy people, children, teens, young people who need it, we need to fastly make them sick. In fact, for them to spread it, he was upset that fewer people were getting infected by the virus. The person told this to the reporter. The person was Paul Alexander, assistant professor, part-time health researcher, methods, evidence, and impact, Donald Trump's administration, to get more people sick. So when they orchestrate these situations around the world and in America, and you go out in full force in riot or protest, it is intentionally to cause you to infect other people. Now, this situation, what they are doing, is going back to them, because as you know, they're talking about somebody was infected in the crowd when the congressman had to go into a room. So I want you to be aware of these things that they're doing that is intentional for you to get infected. All right. Now I'm going to go to a situation that I found out when it concerns Bill Gates and this virus. Now, we have doctors coming out on the internet talking about other remedies, other medications, other antivirals that they have used, and they have data that they have done healing upon people when it concerns the coronavirus. One doctor spoke at the Senate concerning this data that he's had. And all of these doctors are coming out, and they're stating that they have other alternatives rather than the vaccine. But we are not hearing it because we only are getting the viewpoint that they want us to hear about, and that's getting the vaccine. All right. Coronavirus patent granted to Bill Gates, funded Institute in 2018, gives more credence to the theory it might be a bioweapon by Stanfield Stanford, published January the 21st, 2000. All News Pipeline. We pay for, this is being paid for by the taxpayers so that scientists could create and study bioweapons. Now, as you know, there's a new strain out that they say that came from the UK, not only the UK and Italy, and now they have found a case in Carolina, New York, and I believe Colorado. But I like to tell you this. Bill Gates' involvement in patent coronavirus. I'm going to give you the publication numbers first, then the application, and then it will say the title. Publication, DK31723193, EP31723198 WO201-601-279-3A1, KR201-700-3244-1A, AU201-529-363-3A1, MX201-601-67228, application, DK157-509-37. And it goes on with these numbers, EP157-500-938, GP201-505-2124, WKR201-770-46148, and last, AU201-529-36338. Title, Coronavirus. This is dealing with the patent itself. All are owned by Peerbright Institute, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Conflict of interest, private and non-profit organizations can now claim and own rights to inventions funded by taxpayers. Keep an eye on the Bail Dole Act in regards to COVID-19 relevant patents. Now, I want to also tell you ID 2020 involving Microsoft Alliance. These are companies involved with Bill Gates to fund the creation of these viruses. ID 2020 involving Microsoft, Alliance Partners, Accenture, Microsoft, Gavi, GAVI, Rockefeller Foundation, IDO, OMG. Gav vaccine is owned by Melinda Gates and Bill Gates. This ID will provide for the digital ID to everyone. There are truths two strains of COVID. One from Wuhan, one from the Italian strain in the UK. There's possibly 8 to 12 strains in the world. Coronavirus is just the tip of the iceberg. You haven't seen nothing yet. Now, I also would like to tell you, Gates Foundation donation, $100 million to CDC and the WHO, $20 million to Johns Hopkins University, $10 billion to vaccines, $900,000 to microchip technologies. Accenture, estimated total $10.13 billion. Medical officers of the New World Order, they like to kill people. The COVID certificate of virus identification. So when they vaccinate you, sooner or later you're going to get the certification that you were vaccinated. I also want to tell you to remember about what it says in the Bible. The prediction that was made in Revelation chapter 13, 16, 17. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. As we know, the vaccine early on was numbered 066. All right. I would also like to tell you about the coming reset that not too many people may know about, and there might be some of you that know about the reset. With us being placed in our homes, there's a plot to reset the world to no ownership of anything by 2030, the year 2030. Now, I would like to tell you my meaning of reset, of what I've looked up in the dictionary. The reset, to set again. As we know, a lot of times when you go in and you have a broken bone, they reset the bone. To change the reading or to reset a clock, the act of resetting something that is reset. The resetting of the world. No one will own, as I said, property by 2030. Now, it's another thing that we also have to pay attention to. Now, there are people saying, and the government and the news are saying, that approximately 11 million people will be evicted from their homes and apartments. That is a lot of people to be evicted. And we should be concerned about that. They have put us into a predicament where we will lose the majority of the things that we own. And this is being done intentionally. Okay. This is my list, the reset of total control of mankind. This pandemic was put in place to destroy your sovereignty, to see how much control can you take. Number one, a police state. Number two, a military state. Number three, a track and trace state. Number four, a smart state. Number five, a government spy state. Number six, a listen to the expert state, such as Dr. Fauci. A no governor state. A no mayor state. A one court system, world state. That means that the states will not have courts. There will only be one court for the world. No owning of property state. The children are a ward of the state. A fear state. To have you continuously in fear. A secret society state. You have no rights state. The government controls of your monies and finances state. A war state. A civilian spy force state. Now, I have mentioned to you before about the civilian spy state. To have your neighbors and people in your neighborhood, on your job, spying on you and reporting back to them. A forcible vaccine state. A virus certificate vaccine state. The government, I know best for you state. I am the parent. And you are the child. That's why we have where the statement was said that the creators of this government is called the fathers. I would like to finish my program before I accept any calls, please. I'm the parent, and you are the child state. The 5G state, the every kind of law to destroy your freedom state, no organic food and herb state, only our medication state, lie to the public through media state, a new world order state, a cashless society state, create a herd mentality state. I'm the shepherd and you are the sheep state. A continuous death cult state by continuous bioweapon. A chemtrail spraying in the skies to make you sick state. You are goyim, heretics, infidels, religious state. We implant a microchip state. You belong to us state. You will be assimilated state. You will be ignorant of our plan state. We will use your leaders to deceive you state. You will have no thoughts of your own, only our state. And you thought you was in charge with your vote. No mother and father, son, daughter state. Only now a gender state. No relating to mother, father, son, daughter, the original organic family. Only a gender state. Brother O, do we have a caller?
Yes, you do, Sister Bessie, right here on Oney Dynasty. Everyone out there, thank you so much for your support tonight of the Front Porch right here at Oney Syndicated. Also, all chats will get to you at the end of our lesson tonight. First caller on, please come on, out of Lagos, Nigeria.
Hey, Peace Sister Bessie. Hi, sweetie. Peace it's Jerry Petito.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I just love listening to you. You know, all right. I think I needed to hear what you had to say tonight. You know, you know, everyone who knows me knows, like, I try to be as happy as I can and cheerful and all that, right? I don't run depressed, but I got to tell you, this year has really tried me. And what you just said resonated so much. You know, I've traveled all over the world, and back in the 80s, I actually went to Russia through Lenox Hill Hospital when it was communist. I went to China. I have rocks and stones and dirt in jars in my curio from both walls, the Russian mm-hmm. wall and the China wall. And I remember thinking back then, and, you know, I was young in my 20s, and I remember thinking back then, we are so blessed and so lucky that we don't live like that. Mm-hmm. And today, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I am so sad and heartbroken because I watched these people, the way they were living. I spent a month in each of the countries. And I remember a guard at a church in the yard, in the courtyard. I was there with my cousin, and we were just walking around sitting at the church, and I remember a guard coming up to me with a gun and grabbing earrings out of the hand of this woman. I was giving her little earrings for her little baby,
mm-hmm.
and he grabbed them out of her hand and threw them back at me and had the gun pointed at me, like, don't give her anything. And today, what you're saying is so true. It's happening right before our eyes. One world order, no money exchange. Everything you just said is absolutely happening right before our eyes. And I never thought in a million years, Sister Bessie, we would see this in our lifetime.
Yes. It's happening. Yes.
It's happening.
It is. And we've been talking on this show, trying to alert people for the years that I've been on. And many of the other hosts have discussed what system they have created for us, and we must continue as the host to continue to bring out the alert on what's going on. But
you're right.
we cannot feel helpless as a people. It's more of us than them.
Well, you're giving me hope, sweetheart, because I'm telling you, you know, my personality and yours as well, my personality, I don't do well with being controlled. And mm-hmm. again, I never thought we'd see this in our lifetime. And because I saw it firsthand in these other countries and my heart broke then for them and I was only in my 20s, now I'm like feeling what they felt.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's heartbreaking.
Yes.
But I love you and thank you so much for what you're saying.
Oh, thank you, dear. Love you, too. You want to tell us about your show real quickly?
Okay, my show is on once a month as well, a Tuesday night, 9:30. And, you know, I get so confused with the new dates and all, but, yes, I forget. I think it's next Tuesday. It's this coming Tuesday. Yes, I remember. My show is this coming Tuesday at 9:30 p.m., the Jerry Petito Show. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart, and be blessed. This is one reason why I do what I do. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to make you aware. We have caller two in queue.
Actually, you do not. That's to continue your thesis, please.
Oh. All right. As I was saying, that was my list that I made up that we are facing as a people in the U.S. and around the world. Many people are really angry at how the governments are running the world. And you have to pay attention and know that you have power. on this planet against the evil forces that are trying to destroy this planet. I would also like to talk about more about what I came across in my studies. What I've come across is that there are COVID extreme mental health effects that's coming up with this virus. People are being affected by this disease with violent tendencies and also suicidal tendencies in some cases. Now, people have to think about that. When we get into that herd mentality, which they have planned for us, know this, that the bioweapon that they have put out, that you can infect other people. And by you not considering wearing your mask or keeping your distance from others, you put other people's in jeopardy. You know, we've been saying this for a long time. And those idiots that went to the state capitol and did what they did, they're going to carry the virus home. There was, I think it was about a year ago, I was speaking on racism on the same podcast. And there was a Caucasian woman that came on and stated that we own the world. And I told her, this weapon, this bioweapon that's coming out, these diseases, I told her, you're going to die too. Your racism doesn't matter because they have plans for your racism. You're going to die as well as the people of the indigenous world that you are trying to kill too. When you do evil, it will return to you. I'm talking to you in the government also. You created this mess, and it's up to you to correct this mess. Now, if you can press 1 if you'd like to speak to me. Okay. People also are receiving expired vaccines. This is one reason why I'm disheartened with taking these vaccines, because we have situations that is questionable. We also have a situation that a pharmacist was arrested after tampering with a vaccine doses. His patients, 57 of them, got compromised vaccines because he said that he took the vaccines out of the refrigeration because he thought that the vaccines was harmful for people. And this pharmacist has been arrested for it. How many of the doctors may do something like this? Caller number 2. Hi, peace and blessings.
Yes, good evening, Sister Bessie. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm well. I'm just calling and, to support you and to let you know that I am enjoying this show. And as a result of, like, you know, the information that you're giving, I remember when I was a little girl, like back in the 80s, my great-grandmother used to talk about a lot of the stuff back then that's going on now. And I was always told not to repeat, you know, what she would say. But I guess she had that intuition to, you know, or she dreamt it or whatever, and she would always talk about it. So, Sister Bessie, I know what you're saying, is true. And I hope that we all end up waking up before it's too late.
Yes. Yes. And I hope we do too, because we are staying in a frame of mind that we're not listening.
No,
and,
we're not. And,
mm-hmm. Continue.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that we're not, and it's sad because I remember when I was in high school, I took a consumer economics class, and I remember that my teacher, I forget what his name was, but he used to say, like, by the year 20, because there's certain things I remember, like by the year 2025, I remember this clearly, that the Earth population will be 25% of what it was back then. I remember that in my consumer economics class. So you are absolutely right. Like, and I would always ask, like, deep questions and, you know, because that's just how I am. And he would always give me, like, a funny look. And he told us about money and how, you know, that the market is going to crash and we're going to just use, it's just going to be credit. Like, I remember learning these things in high school. And, like, I never really repeated them. But now I see the things that I learned and heard from my great-grandmother as a child, that these things are manifesting now. It's scary.
Yes. Yes. But we have to know that there's a greater power that dwells within us. And we have to understand that we, as a people, we have to come together in thought and get away from racism and the hate of each other and the destroying of our families. I love you, sister, and thank you so much for calling in. Can you tell us your radio show real quickly, please?
Yes, the name of my show is the Sharice Lee Program, and I am, like, in my beginning stages of being a domestic violence advocate. I encourage people to, yes, work your differences out, but if you can't work your difference out, then leave the situation, because there's always a light at the end of every single tunnel, and life is beautiful, and you should not waste your life on something that cannot be fixed. And love yourself, first of all, because that's where it starts. When we love ourselves, then everything else will fall into place for us.
Thank you so much. I love you, dear. Thank you.
I love you, too. Love you, too, Sister Bessie, and thank you so much for being brave.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, brothers and sisters out there around the world. Now, I mentioned to you about this doctor that was discussing at the Senate that there were alternative antiviral drugs. And on this YouTube channel, this is what he said: I can't keep doing this. Doctor pleads for review of data during COVID-19 at Senate hearing concerning antiviral medicine, ivermectin. He stated that he had data to prove that this medication works against the virus. There are physicians trying other methods besides the vaccine, and they are not being heard by the medical industrial. Why? Because the agenda is to make you take this vaccine. Okay? They won't let us know about other alternatives. In the early beginning of this virus, there were people coming out talking about different things that were helpful with the virus. We don't hear them. All we hear is about the vaccine. And some of the vaccines are tainted. There are things happening with the delivery of the vaccines. And I want to tell you this. They had situations where the elderly have died after receiving vaccines within 2 hours, within 24 hours after receiving the vaccine because of them having underlying health problems. Do they ask permission to vaccinate your parents while you're paying for them to be housed in these nursing homes? Now, a lot of the elderly have underlying conditions. So without them showing us the research that they will not be affected by these underlying conditions, that is not good from the medical industry. You're just going to go and vaccine them and they have high blood pressure, heart trouble, blood clots. We can go on with the things that the elderly consist of having. Not only that, all the medications that are being taken by the elderly. So we as a people have to take these things in consideration concerning this vaccine. And we need to demand to know other alternatives to this vaccine. Now, also, I came across something else. Now, this was talked about fraud in hospital in New York. Patients taking tests of the COVID, and they didn't have COVID. But somehow these same patients' tests had been changed to positive. That is alarming. How many hospitals that has this been done around the world? And also placing non-COVID patients with those who have the virus. Now, they show you one example, but how many hospitals in the U.S. and around the world have done this? You go in and test, they stick you in your nose, and it says that you don't have it. But they turn around and change your records to positive. This is the reason why I have questions. This is the reason why I don't want to take anything that they're promoting. I'm taking the precautions. I'm listening, as many of you should listen. And I want to say this to a lot of people. Back when they started the abortion clinics, I have talked about this before. And as the young lady came on and she said that her teacher had predicted that 25% of the it would be 25% less of the population by 2030 or the year. Well, this is true because they put abortion in place and 64% of the babies that were aborted were black babies. Not only that, I told you in my teachings towards you that they were using different things in the vaccine. I also told you about them shedding, of incidents of vaccine shedding off of people. So I want to give you this statement that Margaret Sanger said that they would use certain type of people to deceive the women, so they would not know, and the people of this country, that they would not know that they want to kill them. Margaret Sanger's statement, the minister's work is also important, and also he should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the ministers is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of them, of the more rebellious members. They wanted to use the ministers and any other person that would help them deceive you. Now, this is going out to the world, not only black people. They will use anyone that they can to deceive you on the methods of evil that they are doing to this planet. It's time for you to wake up, people. It's time for you to ask questions. Because if you don't ask questions, you will be gone. Your family will be gone. You got to ask questions. You got to do research for yourselves and pay attention. The characteristics of knowledge is wisdom, discernment. Wisdom, discernment, and to pay attention, to research what you see, what is wrong with the world, and speak up. Right now, that's what we can do. Speak up against the forces of darkness that seeks to destroy us and to take everything from this world. Brother O, do we have another caller?
At this time, we do not. Continue your thesis.
Okay. Now, I also would like to tell you that recently Joe Biden was visited by members of the religious community. And the leaked audio was released. Now, for me, I don't trust either side. This is what Biden said to the black ministers that came before him. Biden said that we black people are dying out, and the Spanish will be the new minority. We have created our own demise by listening to abortion advocates. This is what I have to say. By the tune of 64 million babies, our growth of a people has dropped in America and around the world. This is my opinion. This new minority does not give a damn about your story in America. Now, all of them may not feel that way, but it's quite a few that do. Caller number three, peace and blessings. Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, peace, 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 and abundant divine blessings. You're talking to Huni Fakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. How you doing, Mother, Sister, Bessie?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I think you're getting it in. You know, and thank you so much. I give thanks and take a bow on the day of your incarnation. But I also got a special message I want to say.
Yes.
One of the things that this has been mind control, and you are absolutely right when it comes to the average minority preacher, because if you look at that, the average, I go so far as say 85 to 95% of those who's preaching from the pulpit, who's also, they're guilty of withholding some vital information to their congregation.
Yes.
And also, you throw in the black synagogue and the black so-called masjids. This has been not only about manipulation, but to keep you from knowing who and what you are. Now, to address that last statement that was made by, I guess it's the forthcoming president, first of all, you're dealing with soul people that was here before the so-called beginning. Make that clear, right? And there's nothing on this earth that can prevent that. And a part of our task, those of us who know that, is to wake you up to realize that you was a spirit before you incarnated on the physical plane. And before the spiritual plane, you was of the soul force. Why do you think they call us soul people? Right? So what I want you to do, really, is to be less physical. And it's part of why I'm so happy to be a part of this new calendar year that we're in. Because once they get control of your mind, and this is what they have been working on for such a long time, and I'm pulling over because I want you to hear me clearly. What you got to do, and what we all got to do, is have mental, spiritual self-defense, okay? And I have been sharing this with a lot of people, but it's my first time actually sharing it on a podium such as this. This is something that we do have. But you got to start off the first line of mental, spiritual self-defense is to take your mind back. When you look at 85 to 95% of what the world has been told was filtered with a bunch of lies or half-truth, okay? And one of the greatest truths is knowing who and what you are. And if you are a person that has soul, it's the mental plane and the mental force. Your mind is the is pretty much the orchestrator of both of them. So if they get you caught up, pain and everybody's sick and everybody's dying and this is happening, they want you to concentrate on that, right? But hear me clearly when I say that become less physical and more to inspire, because both of them predate the physical plane. This is what they don't want, and that's not a kind, man or mankind, has ever made that can properly analyze or detect the spiritual force or the soul force. They can't do it no matter how hard they try. With none of their telescopes, satellites, none of that. You get what I'm saying? Because when you deal with that, you're tapping into the divine that man and mankind did not create. So if they can't create it, they can't properly analyze it or detect it. Okay? So what they want to do, again, is to get us concentrating on all the hell that they have brought on here on planet Earth. But, you know, it's time for us to take control of our mind, and once we take control of our mind, we can take control of any situation that's before us. I love you with the heart and soul of me. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of your show.
All right. Thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you as well.
All right, now, this is the last thing that I'm going to say. This is dealing with the government again. The government seizes and search all internet and text communications which enter or leave the U.S. The government created and maintain secret backdoor access into all databases in order to search for information on U.S. citizens. Caller number four, peace and blessings. How are you?
Sebastian, how are you doing, great
Hello?
Mother?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Blessings. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So I just want to, first of all, I'm really enjoying your show. Like I've said before, you're the consciousness of O&E. You help make sure that we're aware of what's going on, and then that way we can discuss what this all means for us. I just want to piggyback off of what Brother Hooney was just saying in terms of we have to change, move this thing from a physical perspective to a mental slash spiritual perspective. I couldn't agree more when he said that. That is absolutely how you counter what's going on. You know, when you look at when you look at what spirit is trying to tell us when all these things begin to happen, to be aware so that we do not prescribe to the fear and just react. You know, things these happening, they what they're telling us is that we need to get ourselves together and move more towards independence so that we know how to navigate what's going on and keep our ears perked up. That's the purpose of it. To me, when I hear the show, the purpose of your show is to make us aware of the evil minds that's behind a lot of what's going on so that we can manage the situation better and not just be caught out there and be more in resistance to it. And he is exactly right. Move towards having a spiritual battle. Stop just eating anything. You know, start taking care of yourself. Start learning something more about what's going on so you're not so reactive and living in fear. You know, I often talk about on my show raising your vibrational frequency. Okay, so all of these different avenues go hand in hand. You know, your perspective, the perspective of Brother Hooney and others on the show. You know, you want to take heed of all this information because it's coming to you so that you can be aware, and then you will figure out in your individual families what it means for you, and you can figure out what you guys need to do to navigate this. And that's important. That's very important.
Yes.
It's not about increasing the fear. It's about making you aware that everyone is not always in your best interest. And what does that mean? Like, the major question we have to ask is, okay, we know this, then what does this mean for me? What am I going to do about this? And that's the question that we each have to ask ourselves. What are we going to do about this? This is in fact happening to me, and trying to, let's just say people are trying to kill me or whatever. Then what does this mean for me and my family and those that I care about? You know, and so you know, whether we think we have the answers or not, that's okay as long as we're asking the right questions.
Yeah.
If you learn to ask the right questions, you're going to eventually get the answers that you're looking for. And that's part of what we're here to figure out. So I just want to thank you, for being the consciousness of O&E and for our listening audience to help us to evolve and move in that regard. I want to thank you for that. And that's why I call you the Great Mama.
Thank you, Brother Terrence. Can you tell us when your show will be on?
I don't know when my show is. I think it's the Tuesday after Jerry Petito's show. So in 2 weeks, the following Tuesday, I believe at 9:30. That's when I have my show. Know Your and I think that's when my show is, and that's when I'm on. Every other Tuesday after Jerry Petito, I believe.
All right. Thank you, my brother, and thank you for your comments, and thank you for your support. I love you, brother.
Love you also. Talk to you, sister.
Okay. All right. I'm going to continue with this, and you can listen to this. The government operates a vast database which allows it to sift through millions of records on the Internet to show nearly everything thing a person does. The government has a special court which meets in secret. to authorize access for the FBI and other investigators to millions of U.S. phones, texts, emails, and business records. Caller number 5, peace and blessings. Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight, Sister Bessie?
Hi, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm good. This is Chinchilla.
Hi,
Chinchilla. Hi. Yeah, this is very interesting what you're saying about the government and, you know, how they operate. And what you just said about, you know, them having their databases of everything, basically, is so true. I used to be a part of the government, and I know how they operate. They definitely have records of everything people say, their texts. They even have conversations. Anytime they want to pull up conversations, they can also pull up conversations of, you know, cell phones. And any cell phone record that they want to pull up, they can pull it up. And that is definitely true. They also are in cahoots with the different social media firms and all that stuff, too. And
yes,
it's so important for people to understand, like, especially when you're on Facebook and other social media sites, like especially Facebook, because Facebook, they have a record of everything. Even things that people delete, Facebook, those things are still there, although you don't see them and other people don't see them. But anytime Facebook wants, they can go back and pull all of those deleted items. And that's the same way with cell phones. You can delete text messages. You can delete your voicemails. You can delete photos and everything. But the government has a way to retrieve all of that deleted information, even on computers.
Exactly.
On a hard drive on computers, they can retrieve all of that information. People think they destroyed stuff. Nope, they can still get it. So it's so important. I'm really glad that you're informing people about this, because all this is so true, and people don't realize it. And people do all kinds of things with their phones, and then they delete stuff thinking that it's gone. And it's so important, people, that you realize those things can be retrieved by the government at any time. So thank you, Sister Betty, for this show tonight. I didn't get to hear all of your show because I was on a Zoom, but I definitely wanted to get on here. And I'm glad I did get on here when I got on here and heard what you were talking about with the cell phones and everything and, you know, with the Internet. So that is wonderful. So keep it up. Keep informing our people of what's going on and what they need to be aware of. And everybody, please tune in Sunday night to News Forum at 9:30. It's going to be a good one, so y'all better tune in. And I'm not even going to tell y'all what it's going to be about, because y'all got to just tune in, because it's going to be a goody-woody-tooty. All right? So anyway, love you, Sister Bessie.
Okay.
And I will talk to you later.
All right. And thank you for your comments, and thank you so much. Chinchilla is the News Forum. So please tune in to her show. She's very informative. Okay? Now, I would like to say this, and I'm, you know, I probably just got a little bit more. The national security head was caught not telling the truth to Congress about the surveillance of millions of U.S. citizens. The government falsely assured the U.S. public in writing that privacy protections are significantly stronger than they actually are. And senators who knew better were not allowed to disclose this truth. You hear that? The House of Intelligence Oversight Committee repeatedly refused to provide basic surveillance information to elected members of the House of Representatives, Republican and Democrats. So really, who's running everything? If they are spying on the government officials, too, as well as the citizens around the world, who is running everything? We as a people, you got to wake up and know that everything that you see before your eyes, you got to unveil it. And know that you have power on this planet. We have to come together as a people because they have used racism. They have used religion. They have used all sorts of things to divide us on this planet. And if we continue to allow them to do this to us, we will be right where they want us. As the Georgia Guidestone said, the Ten Commandments on their stones, they want 500 million people left on the planet. Know that. And do your research, like I said. Ask questions. Questions of your government. Hold them accountable. Hold them accountable. All right, Brother O?
All right, I'm here. First of all, I like what you said tonight about the abortion. I go back to 1972 and CBS with the Maude show. You know, Beatrice Offer and Adrian Barbero and, you know, Bill Macy. And it's funny, in episode number 17, it talked about abortions for the first time, you know, on television. And it was strange to know that right after Roe, you know, v. Wade, then they start talking about, you know, okay, you know, Maude's daughter had an abortion. It was the first time they ever saw it. So it gets into the mind state that, okay, if it's on TV, it's okay. So you look at how it's transpired since 1972. This is the year 2021. You know, hundreds of millions of babies since 1972 have been murdered. A lot of people know my stance. I'm a conservative. I don't, you know, go along with anything that's pro-life. I believe in pro-choice. I go on with pro-life. And, you know, you and that partner lay down. A lot of people don't want to have the responsibility of their own selves. They don't want to take control of who they are as people. Now, think about that for a second. You go for the okey-doke every single time. Study to show thyself approved. Means that, you know, you need to mind your own business, which means the business is living, knowing this with, you know, what's right for you, understanding that you have the choice to be able to be a voice of love, light, and life. We make too many excuses, and that's our problem. We don't take control of our own lives and our own communities. Even in our own homes, there's no way that the children in the house, Sister Bessie, run the asylum. There's no way in the world that happens. Discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. I've taught this for almost 8 years at Beverly Nation, definitely, you know, throughout all of our shows. Every show is for people to be able to live according to what's right. You innately know not to smack your mom in the face. You innately know these things. So you innately know not to harm yourself unless you want to harm yourself. How many people out there want to harm themselves tonight? Not being able to study. Not taking heed to truth. That's why the front porch exists. Because truth crushed the earth will always rise. Tomorrow night, we come right back on these stations, you know, with Huddle Sports Nation, Derek, the Coach Gibson, and Uptown Deuce, you know, at our historic time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertisements with ONE, which is Ola Deli and Gozi Enterprise. Reach us, of course, at at Looking Glass Entertainment at WordPress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both with Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus, Oladele Malibu Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Front Porch, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oladele, Donnie Goes with Mind, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malibu Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We're also on Pinterest at Oladele Malewa Ngozi. Thank you for your support. Thank you to our new corporate United States home in Roslyn, Pennsylvania. Thank you to where we broadcast every single night internationally in the country of Nigeria, in the city of Lagos. Sister Bessie, you have 2 minutes left to go on the program.
Thank you, everyone around the world and in the United States for listening to what I have to say. You touch my heart every time you open up your mind to listen to my words. I just want to thank you and keep each other in love and respect and stop the shootings in our communities. Please stop them and protect the children. Know this, that you are loved by the Most High, and you have to answer for your deeds one way or the other. So, to everyone, peace and blessings. Good night. Much love to you.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey, Good day.